Welcome to Framework of Field.
Framework is a show consecrated to field recording and its use in composition. Field recording, phonography, the art of sound hunting. Open your ears and listen. Framework Afield is a series of special editions curated and produced by guest artists from around the world. A new edition airs every second week, alternating with our usual Framework broadcasts. For more information, see our website at www.frameworkradio.net. This edition has been produced in the United States by Scott Shirk. For more information, see www.thethirdbarn.org.
My name is Scott Shirk. I'm a sculptor, but I find myself working frequently with sound. The introduction of sound into my work occurred after my realization that sound was a primary determinant in the perception of space. And space is what a sculptor deals with. In the spring of 2010, I was invited to create a work for the Katona Museum of Art. This work would be part of an exhibition mapping memory and motion in contemporary art, curated by Sarah Tangi. I did a site visit to the museum and was struck by its location in a wealthy suburb of New York City. Katona is a small town that came into being in 1895 when the villagers literally moved their houses from Old Katona to New Katona, as the old village was flooded to create more drinking water for New York City. The presence of a large reservoir and protected wooded areas surrounding it have a large impact on the current town of Katona. Older grand estates, newer exclusive developments, and more dense post-war wooden suburban areas surround the small town. The Sawmill Parkway, I-684, and major transportation arteries lace the area. Knowing little about Katona, but intrigued by it, I decided that I'd like to create an ambient map of the sounds heard from the museum to find out where they were originating and recreate them in the gallery. Thus, the Katona Sound Project Ambient Map was born. My first question was, where should I go to make recordings? I didn't know the area well, nor did I live close by. I decided it would be most interesting to develop a mapping scheme and adapt it rigorously and see where it took me. The museum itself is built on two axes, north, south, east, and west, rotated 40 degrees to the west. I began with the foyer of the museum as my Copernican center, and I decided that I would move outward from the museum in precise quarter-mile increments along the four axes of the museum. This created concentric circles, increasing in radius by a quarter mile. Extending this map outward 1 mile, I created 16 recording sites. I also extended the map as far as it would go, which was 18.5 miles, at which point I reach the Long Island Sound. I developed 4 points along my axes at this extreme distance of 18.5 miles. Using Google Maps, I carefully plotted the 24 recording sites. I began recording in June of 2010, and after my first recording visit, I decided that I needed to make some special arrangements. Most of my sites were on private land, and owners seemed rather sensitive to intruders. I'd spent several months earlier recording the fountains of Beverly Hills, and I knew something about private security guards. Additionally, some sites were along the reservoir in areas protected by the state Homeland Security. Fortunately, assistant curator Nancy Wallach generously offered to visit Town Hall and meet with city officials to establish who owned the properties. and the museum kindly wrote to the landowners in introducing me, and it made my intrusion on their property a whole lot easier. As it was, I recorded at many large estates on the grounds of a prep school, a historic state site, a daycare center, several state and municipal parks, a town dump, and a private beach club in Connecticut. People often ask me what I was doing, sometimes nicely, but they always seemed interested when I explained. I made the recordings in MS stereo with my microphones mounted in a large blimp on a tripod, so it wasn't stealth recording. I ended up traveling to the area every week through June, July, and August. My GPS was invaluable, as was the driver of my getaway car, Pat Bat. For the installation, I decided to present the recordings in four-channel sound, each channel representing one of the four directions, north, east, south, and west. I built four transmission line speakers, which are known for their nice ambient bass and for their good stereo imaging. As I began editing the recordings, I became concerned with creating a three-dimensional representation of each site. I decoded the MS sound into stereo and worked with that in the four channels using the excellent Mix 5.1 plugin. I was ultimately interested in the composite sounds, however, and to this end I began overlaying the sounds from each site and from each direction. This led me to begin to dig into the underlying drones and harmonics of the sounds and of the area. I was able to identify the most prominent frequencies of each site and represent them as an abstraction of that space. These sounds were remarkably beautiful to my ear, even though they were composed of helicopters, airplanes, weed whackers, lawnmowers, and the ubiquitous traffic. The Katona Sound Project Ambient Map will be on display from October 3rd, 2010 until January 11th, 2011. More information can be found at my website, www.thethirdbarn.org, all spelled out. I'd like to acknowledge my deep appreciation for the pioneering work of Anaya Lockwood that was an important inspiration in the creation of this piece. And my friend Steve Peters, whose recent work at Muhlenberg College opened my ears to the subtlety of what's going on at all times.
Thank you. the train to South End. The next station is Golden Springs.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Framework Afield. For more information, see our website at www.frameworkradio.net. Thanks for listening.